NDP interim leader Peter Taubuns and health critic and Nickelbelt MPP France Gelinas say it's a bad idea to pause the legislature until February while hundreds of children with respiratory illnesses are overwhelming emergency rooms in Ontario. They say Premier Doug Ford should recall the legislature and take action to fix the healthcare crisis. The NDP said in a news release this week that data from Orange, Ontario's air ambulance and medical transport service, shows a sharp rise in the number of transportations of kids under 18. Between October 1 and December 2, Orange numbers reported by the party show that 544 kids under 18 had to be transferred from one hospital to another to receive the care they need. Doug Ford should not be closing down the legislature when critically ill children are being flown all over the province in search of an empty ICU bed, said Taubuns in the news release. It's scary to have a sick child and no hospital nearby with capacity to help, and it would be unthinkable to let this crisis go unanswered by the government for weeks and months over the winter as viruses circulate. Gelinas highlighted how, earlier this month, Wilson Memorial General Hospital in Marathon had to shut down its ER for a full day due to a staffing shortage. Northern communities have broken access to healthcare to begin with, said Gelinas. It's frightening when one hospital shuts down its ER and the nearest one is 70 kilometers away. We can fix the healthcare crisis in Ontario by giving healthcare workers competitive benefits and wages and using incentives to return nurses to the front lines. Instead, Doug Ford is making things worse with plans to appeal his wage capping legislation, Bill 124, which has driven nurses out of the sector. The NDP is calling on the Ford government to use incentives to hire more nurses, and to find a way to bring back those who left due to poor pay and burnout. Other solutions the NDP is pushing for include implementing stronger safety standards to improve working conditions for hospital staff, launching a massive COVID and flu vaccination campaign, immediately giving people 10 sick days, and committing to and implementing the Make Kids Count plan, which would mean more funding and staff for pediatric hospitals.